The mindfulness challenge this week shifts from the silly and the funny and the specific to a more somber and quite profound assignment. The invitation is, in summary, to be kind to your body. Before I explain how I suggest that you do just this task, let me explain the idea behind being kind to our body. When symptoms flare, we can very easily get very angry and upset at our body and really want another. These low vibration thoughts are certainly not in our best and highest good, and certainly not in our body's best and highest good. Let me explain the dynamic that is involved. First, a story. When I was 10 years old, my father, mother, and my two brothers took a brief two-week vacation to Daytona Beach, Florida. I have quite vivid memories of this trip because driving down, my father was in a particularly ornery and mean mood. Talking to my mother and ignoring the fact that the three of us were in the car, he ranted and raved about how he wished he had never had children. They were trouble, they were an expense, and they were a pain in the ass. This went on and on and on throughout our entire trip from Atlanta, Georgia to Daytona, Florida. Of course, I and my brothers felt absolutely awful. Well, imagine that in this example, we'll simply make a short transformation. Think about the possibility that instead of myself being present, it's my body. And my father is actually me. So what I'm doing is I'm actually talking to my body. Can you imagine how my body actually feels? Absolutely horrible. That certainly is not conducive to health, wellness, and balance. One more example. It's important that you get the gist of what I'm talking about. Imagine that your body is your loved pet, whether that is a dog, a cat, a horse, a parakeet, or a hamster. A loved pet that was near and dear to you as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, or now. Imagine how that pet would feel if you begin to realize the kind of thoughts that you have about your own body. Let me reiterate so you just get an idea of how horrible all of this really can be. So just imagine you've got your loved pet there. And as it turns out, what I'm going to do is have a conversation with that pet. You're just not working very well. I'm really very disappointed in you. It seems day in and day out you have these awful problems. I'm tired of dealing with this problem, and quite frankly, I'd like to have another pet. I'm just sick of it, and I want this to be over with. I want you to get well. I want you to do it quickly, and I'm sick and tired of having to look at you. Now, put yourself in the position of the pet. The pet obviously is going to feel pretty horrible. Most pets really do understand what we say, and so they'll get, if not the cognitive meaning, they'll certainly feel the energetic surge of negativity. Well, our bodies are our bodies. And if we're going to treat them with just these types of accusations and this negativity, our body is not going to respond very well at all. The idea then for the challenge this week is to shift our orientation. Of course, it's unconscious, and of course, it's habitual. We tend to basically bang up on our bodies because they are not working the way we would prefer them to work. This week, let's shift that energy to an energy of kindness toward our body. In the morning, when you get up, and in the evening, before you go to bed, I have an invitation to you. say to your body, may you be free from discomfort. May you be at ease. May you come into full balance. May you be healthy. May you be centered. May you be balanced. May you be calm and always at ease. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for all that you do for me. Of course, what you say to your body will come from your heart and will not necessarily reflect the words that I just used. It's probably sufficient when you see yourself in the mirror in the morning and when you see yourself in the mirror in the evening to simply look and with an open heart say, thank you for all that you do for me. Be kind to your body this week when you get up and when you go to bed and at any other time during the day. Send that loving energy to the one that needs it the most right now. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.